very, very obvious is improve collaboration. Because tasks are broken down into very small Kanban cards. Individuals must often rely upon each other when using the Kanban method. Individuals often on different teams must collaborate with each other and discuss transition between swim lanes, while other individuals must group to identify and resolve issues. What is issue? Maybe there is a machine breakdown or where there is a shortage of some parts. Under Kanban, changes to the process must be broadly communicated, as adjustments made in one area may have a wider impact in other. This is a Kanban card. What is this Kanban card? 10 quantity of M8532 is a Kanban card, 3 of total 9 cards. And this material has to be delivered. Delivery location is also given to sub-assembly cell number 2, operation 30. So this is a T Kanban, transportation Kanban. What says? It says 10 is the quantity ready, and it has to be given, it has to be delivered to sub-assembly cell number 2. Example of T Kanban or withdrawal Kanban. Withdrawal means, Baba, sub-assembly cell number 2 should withdraw 10 parts now. They are ready. And don't wait. Immediately take these 10 parts, otherwise your production will get affected. So very beautiful. Very beautiful T Kanban. And Kanban cards are a key component of Kanban and signal the need to move materials within a production facility or move materials from an outside supplier into the production facility. For example, the material stores has given a Kanban card to the supplier, and it is now responsibility of the supplier to give that material to the material stores in given time in full quantity. Full quantity in time. That Kanban card is not an ordinary card. It is a card which says, Mr. Supplier, please give these 10 parts to the material stores, because material stores has to give these 10 parts to the production line. If not given, what will happen? Production will come to a halt. It's a very, very beautiful thing. The Kanban card is in effect a message that signals that there is a depletion of product. For example, what has happened? Production has completed the production, and production has nothing. No components are there for next production. So give this material to the production immediately. Otherwise, there will be idle time there. Kanban card is in effect a message that signals that there is a depletion of product, parts or inventory. When received, the Kanban will trigger the replenishment of that part, product or inventory. Consumption. Consumption means what? Production is making the assembly, completion of the product, and give to the finished goods stores. Now this consumption has happened. This consumption drives demand for more production as signaled by the Kanban card. Kanban cards help create a demand-driven system. It gives you demand. For example, finished goods stores gives demand to the production, then production will make it. Then production gives a demand to the general stores or material stores. Then material will be given to the production. Then material stores will give the demand to the supplier. And supplier has to give that much material which is given, which is mentioned on the Kanban card. That material has to be given by supplier to the material stores, and so on. That means the flow should completely continue without any interruption in small batches. This is Kanban card. production Kanban, P Kanban. What this P Kanban says? 25 quantity of part number 25210 is ready, or final assembly finished goods supermarket. So this is to be given to the final assembly. This much material. For example, production is needing these 25 parts. Please supply. Please supply all the components to the production, because final assembly finished goods supermarket has to be supplied this. So this Kanban card. This is a supplier production. In the last few years, systems send Kanban signals electronically or signaling demand to vendors through email. Yeah, today what we can do? We can send an email to the vendors. Immediately, vendor will give me that much material. When stock of a component is depleted, by the quantity assigned on the Kanban card, the Kanban trigger is created. A supply schedule is released with a predefined quantity for the vendor defined on the card. And the vendor is expected to dispatch a material within an agreed lead time. Please understand, the material stores or production will create a demand on the vendor. Vendor will immediately supply that much material to the production. Then production will complete the production and give that much material to the finished goods stores, and again send one Kanban card to the previous operation. That means supplier or general stores or material stores. An example of simple Kanban system is a three bin system. Now, let us understand this beautiful thing called as three bin system for vendor supplied parts with no in-house manufacturing. One bin is on the factory floor. Factory floor is making the production. So one bin is on the production floor, the initial demand point. One bin is in the factory stores, for which I was calling as material stores, factory stores, the inventory control point. And one bin is at the supplier. Three bins. One bin at the supplier, one bin in the factory stores, one bin in the production. The bins have removable cards containing the product details and other relevant information, the classic Kanban card. Now, what will happen? When the bin on the factory floor is empty, because factory will be making the production, they will be assembling the things and giving it to the finished goods stores. The bin is empty. Then what will do? The empty bin with the Kanban card is returned to the store. Then what store will do? The store replaces the empty bin on the factory floor. That means factory floor bin was empty, no? Now, store has given that much material. Now, production can continue to start. At the same time, the store will send that bin to the supplier with the Kanban card. Immediately, the supplier will replace that much to the store. Like that, the continuous flow will keep on happening. The store sends the empty bin with the Kanban card to the supplier. The supplier's full product bin with his Kanban card is delivered to the stores. The supplier keeps the empty bin. Now the empty bin is with the supplier and initiates manufacturing at his end. When the next Kanban card will come, he will send that material to the stores. Then stores will give that material to the production. Then production will make that product to the finished goods. Kanban card is very important, that at the moment the Kanban card comes to me, let us say I am the supplier, Kanban card has come. That means somebody has sent a very serious demand on me. And it is my absolute responsibility to finish that supply of that material to the factory stores. Like that. That card is not an ordinary card. It's a serious demand which everyone in the organization must obey. Thus, the process will never run out of product. Could be described as a closed loop in that it provides the exact amount required. With only one spare bin, so there will never be an oversupply. Bin by bin, it will move. This will spare bin allows for uncertainties in supply, use and transport that are found in the inventory system. What does Kanban do? Controls amount of raw material, controls work in process, smoothens out flow if sized properly, informs when and where there is a problem in the process, assures there is always just enough material on hand to make what is needed. See, the third point is informs when and where there is a problem means that Kanban card was given to the supplier, but supplier is not making the supply. So problem in the flow. So immediate information is given. Types of Kanban, there are different types of Kanban cards: production, withdrawal, transportation, supplier, emergency. Production Kanban means when the materials are consumed, the production Kanban is sent back to the supplier, indicating that more materials are needed. That Kanban card is a very serious demand on the supplier. Withdrawal Kanban means, Baba, material is ready, please take it. That means the next process should withdraw that material. This type of Kanban signals to the next process that required parts or materials are ready to be used. Please take it. It is ready. So this is the withdrawal Kanban. Third is transportation Kanban. Means material is ready, please transport it to the next operation. If you don't transport, what will happen? The next operation will be idling. So transportation Kanban signals the need to move materials from one location to another, ensuring that materials are delivered to the correct location at the right time. This type of Kanban is critical, because sometimes what happens? Material is ready, nobody is taking it, nobody comes to take it. It's a very serious thing. This type of Kanban is critical for organizations with multiple warehouses or production sites. For example, production site is in the different location. Material is ready here, nobody is coming to take it. What will happen? There is no WIP. The next operation will definitely idle. They will start shouting that material is not there, material is not there. So transportation Kanban ensures that materials are available where and when they are needed, reducing delays and improving overall efficiency. Types of Kanban signals: calculated amount of material is kept in a designated location in a bin, between lines, on workbench, on the floor. A card that is used to tell the amount of material to be made or order. Very clear. The markings on a bin determine when more material needs to be ordered or made. Any clear visual signal that indicates calls for more material. Challenges of Kanban. Kanban has challenges that organizations face during implementation. For example, initial implementation. The implementation of Kanban system can be complex. It is not easy. It is time consuming, particularly if the process is already established. This may need significant changes to existing workflows and procedures. Maybe there are a lot of bottlenecks. Maybe the people are not trained. Maybe the flow is not happening because of the machine problems. Lack of understanding. People don't understand what is this Kanban. Kanban systems rely on understanding and cooperation of all employees. It can happen that employees will say, oh, this is not correct. We don't understand what is to be done. If employees do not fully understand the system or are resistant to change, definitely resistance to change will happen. then it can hinder the system's effectiveness. Complexity of the process. Process is very complicated. Depending on the complexity of the process, implementing Kanban system may be more difficult. So, lean production comes in picture. Lack of standardization. Kanban systems require standardized processes and materials. Very, very obvious. If there are inconsistencies or variations in the manufacturing process, it can be difficult to implement Kanban systems. Overall, while Kanban systems can bring many benefits to manufacturing, organizations should carefully consider the above and other potential challenges before implementation. So, I have already said how Kanban is actually working. The Kanban system is designed to be simple, flexible, and can be adapted to various manufacturing processes. It is based on principle of visual control, which means that the production status is easily visible, transparent. Kanban systems fosters a culture of collaboration and problem solving by enabling workers to see the production status and work together to resolve issues. Material resupply Kanban, which we have already discussed. All the parts used to manufacture a particular product are identified as well as the unit quantity used in each product. For example, one product needs 3 screws, 3 other components like that. It is then lead time is calculated. That means all parts used to manufacture a particular product are identified. Then lead time is calculated. The demand for the product over a specific lead time is then determined. Maybe customer has demanded 10 products. Like that, 10 components. The number of parts used in the product is multiplied by the number of the products demanded. The goal is to order parts at the time when the number of parts on hand reach the amount that will be used up during the time it takes to order and gets the needed parts delivered. Usually, because of variability in lead time, the amount of reorder parts occurs is usually a bit more than the amount of parts needed. Then WIP Kanban, one phase flow, the process time at each station are calculated. Then one station takes significantly more time to do than previous systems. Kanban are put to keep material batching to a minimum. Finished good Kanban, the demand for particular products is tracked. Based on the demand, safety stock is calculated. Based on the demand, the daily production rate is calculated. Finished good Kanban are set up in the shipping area with the amount of product that has been determined as required safety stock. When the orders are filled by pulling product from the finished good Kanban, a signal such as a bin or card is sent to the manufacturing process, which we have already discussed. That signal tells the production to complete the number of products needed to replenish the finished good Kanban. The assumption is that production has the capacity to make the necessary amount of the product. Of course, production has to have the capacity to keep the finished good Kanban filled. Benefits: improved efficiency, better communication, increased flexibility, reduced inventory, continuous improvement. So summarize, Kanban are developed, Kanban was developed by Taiichi Ono at Toyota. It uses visual cues to prompt the action needed to keep a process flowing. Very important. Process is flowing. Components are flowing. Assemblies are flowing. One of the main goals of Kanban is to limit the buildup of excess inventory. For example, if the machine number 1 produces 1000 parts, but the machine number 2 is bottleneck or is under breakdown, what will happen? It will build up excess inventory there. Definitely, we have to stop this excess inventory. So, to limit the buildup of excess inventory at any point on the production line, Kanban strives to limit bottlenecks by promoting communication and information sharing between individuals and departments, successful implementation of Kanban leads to reduced expenses, greater customer satisfaction, more efficient processes, minimized risk due to unforeseen problems. Kanban cards are a key component. I always mention this. Kanban cards are a key component and signal the need to move materials within a manufacturing facility or move materials from outside supplier into the production facility. These cards are a beautiful thing, but it is a demanding thing. Supplier has to supply that much material. Production has to supply that much material to the finished goods stock, and so on. Consumption drives the demand for production, and demand is signaled by Kanban cards. Creating a demand-driven system. Thank you.